It's time for Recovery Corner. My name's Mark. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
And in the Recovery Corner, I reach out to fellow 12-steppers who are struggling to stay clean and sober. Today, I'm offering counsel to one George W., who's in his third day of isolation in Crawford, Texas. Hey, George, I hope you're working your program down there. God knows there must have been some fellow drunks in your NRA hunting party yesterday. Just remember, you know, people, places, and things. Be careful. You know, make some phone calls if you have to. As a fellow addict, I can understand your reluctance to step forward and testify before the 9/11 Commission, but take a cue from another addict who did step up and testify, Bill Clinton. Granted, he's addicted to sex, you know, not cheap frat house beer and blow, but did you see how the commission responded to him? They loved him, George. They loved him. They said he's even smarter and more charming than before. But look, don't hate Clinton for being great. That's a resentment, and that'll put a drink in your hand. Follow his lead, though. He went before the panel alone, all right? He answered, he cleaned up his side of the street alone. You don't need to bring Cheney with you. Come on, you can be who you are, even if it is, you know, disappointing in some ways. But, you know, it's okay to accept that. You know, you got to go alone and admit to God, to yourself, and to the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks upon the U.S. the exact nature of your wrongs. You know, let the commission love you until you learn to love yourself. And remember, first things first, think, one day at a time. Do the next right thing. Let go and let God. La, 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 la. That's Recovery Corner for today.